Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of May 2016, and this is the 355th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's a grey day today, and we've had quite a nice dash of rain overnight and during the day, and my brown patch has begun to look a little bit green. So it's been wonderful, and it's quite cold. I'm wearing two jumpers and a jacket. And this afternoon I have been resting with a hot water bottle. There's something about it being cold enough to have a hot water bottle that is very, very comforting. I had a lovely rest. It's been such a full-on 10 days for me, and there are a couple more days to go, and then I feel I can probably relax a bit. But I've had really long hours, or sort of odd things either side. It's been a great 10 days, but I really need to take naps and rests whenever I can, so that I can manage the unusual hours that I've been keeping. And I do have the beginning of a cold. I can feel it in my throat and my nose. So I thought a nap would be a good idea, as well as a pot of a special brew I made of horehound and tarragon and ginger. The three things, they're quite soothing, and I hope also quite healing. But before I had my rest, I had, after my morning's work, writing, which was good, working on the novel, I had lunch with a friend who's a writer who has come back to Tasmania for the launch of a book. She was living here 4 years ago, and before that, obviously. And we used to have lunch together quite regularly and discuss our writing. And when she left, I really, really missed her, but also missed those discussions. There are people with whom you just have very particular ways of talking, or it may just be that interrelationship that works in different ways. I mean, I have a lot of people I talk to, and I have really different kinds of conversations with different people. But this particular kind of writerly conversation that we had, I always felt that my mind was more alert, and that I was processing different things. It seemed to unlock a lot of different ways of thinking. And I realized today, again, how much I had been missing that. So it was a really lovely opportunity to have lunch with her today, the day before she launches her book. And it was also quite interesting, because we hadn't met up for these last 4 years, that where we had each got to in our writing arc, if you like, she felt that I had moved on quite a lot in the novel I'm writing, whereas I think, 4 years have passed and I don't know that I've moved at all. And of course, she has got to publication with her writing, and it certainly wasn't an easy, not an easy path, because it's, she had a publisher and then they went out of existence, and then it was very hard to find another publisher. It wasn't quite mainstream. And then she decided that maybe she would write a novel of it. It's a biography. And so got quite involved in writing that. And then out of the blue, almost, an offer, a publication offer came. And what she was saying was that that was such a relief, actually, to find that the novel, that the biography was the thing that was going to be published, and that that was her voice was best expressed in the biography. It really made me think about what I'm doing with the novel, with the memoir, what I've done with biography, and where exactly do I fit? How do I hone my best voice? What do I hone it in for, instead of having these different projects? They're not all on the go in a sort of daily basis, but because I've got them all on my mind, I feel as if I often don't give all I can to the one project, and they vie with each other with such kind of equal strength that I can't quite fix on one really entirely. So it was a thoughtful kind of lunch, and it has made me think a bit more, and also thinking about writing versus business intentions and how they might either help each other or conflict with each other. I think I need to be really, really wary of the latter and ask myself why I'm doing it, why I'm doing what I'm doing, and why, in the sense of whether what I'm doing is based on fear or alignment. So some big questions have come out of that. I do hope that whatever you're working on, you are working towards something that is really true to you, and that you can move forward that way with it, and that you are able to get to, what's the word, to get rid of, to shrug off, to slough, I think is the right word, like a snake, to slough off all those skins that aren't quite you. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.